Are we ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. Whoa, what a day. Thursday, yeah, yeah. But you know what? It's going to be an explosive Thursday. We are just going to knock this out of the park. And I don't mean me and the show and you. I mean America. We the people are knocking this out of the fraud park. Let me tell you, I want to take you back in time. Back in time, because sometimes you have to go back to go forward. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. Talk and text. We'll open up the lines in just a moment. I just want to get this out for you. 884-9910. You know all that stuff. But what you don't know is probably that Donald Trump, and I say Donald Trump at the time, because back in November of 2012, he was still just the real Donald Trump. He sent out a tweet that said, "More reports of voting machines switching Romney votes to Obama. Pay close attention to the machines. Don't let your vote be stolen." He sent that out November 6th of 2012. That was very interesting. Because at that time, the media was telling us, local and national, there's no voter fraud. It's not a rigged election. Everything's good. Yet people knew. People knew. But even at that time, the propaganda from the left-wing media, just so rampant. So I want to bring you ahead a little bit in time. Not all the way to right now. I want to take you back to 2018. September 12th, 2018. President, love saying that, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that seeks to prevent and punish foreign interference in U.S. elections. The executive order, which would impose sanctions on individuals, entities, or countries, was announced by National Security Advisor at the time, John Bolton. It's basically to further the effort among several that the administration has made to protect the United States against foreign interference in our elections. And really, our political process. But you know what? That order didn't just include foreign countries. Because we have to worry now about threats, foreign and domestic. Foreign and domestic. And it's all coming out. It's starting to come out today. Looking at my emails and my texts first thing this morning. Monica, I know you said not to worry and to hold our faiths as our wonderful President Trump will be our president for another 4 years. But I'm worried. Your worried pal, Frankie. Frankie, don't be worried. Take a deep breath like everybody should. Because Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, Trey Gowdy, Jim Hill, if you don't recognize that name, he was the lawyer who went up against all of the big media. You know, the whole Covington case? And one big, because it's about truth. It's about our laws. And it's all coming out. What the media isn't telling you, what they say is, oh, you know, President-elect Biden, and they keep going on with him, and they keep, you know, talking about Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. And well, let me tell you. Every single day, we get closer and closer. Because all of these states now are coming out and saying that, well, you know, yeah, there's an issue. So they're not certifying votes. The Wisconsin Election Commission agrees to order partial recount because of problems that they found. Arizona found 2,600 votes just for Trump in the hand recount. Hand recount, just the regular ballots. There are hundreds of thousands, millions of votes that they are coming forward and proving were switched in the Dominion software. We knew this was going to happen because if you look at the rallies around the country, COVID be damned, threats be damned, Antifa and BLM be damned. People came out in support of our president. And guess what? They came out at the ballot booth as well. They came out at the voting booth. So, how do they fix that? They have to switch the votes. They have to add the votes with regular ballots. They have to switch the votes with the electronic ballots. But they totally blew it because so many of you and I came out in support for the president and voted that their numbers are ridiculous. Sleepy Creepy Joe getting more votes than Obama? Really? Do you really believe that? The Election Integrity Project, working so hard here in Nevada and California. With as hard as they're working in California, California might even go red. Because Californians are tired of all of this BS. Nevadans are tired of all of this BS. So to John in Minden, hallelujah, Sleepy Joe pulled it off. Here are a few of the things that have been dancing around in my head after 4 days of nail-biting suspense. Old Faithful will no longer have to worry about being surrounded by oil rigs, and Alaskan polar bears won't have to scrape crude oil from their morning salmon. People who are actually qualified will be appointed to important government positions and allowed to do their job. Injections of liquid bleach will no longer be touted as a treatment of coronavirus. Twitter can deactivate its pre-verification director. The pudding green will be removed from Air Force One, or putting green. Immigrant children will no longer be snatched from their parents and put in cages, and Americans abroad can stop pretending to be Canadians. Finally, if I may, a postscript. Our staunchest allies, who were alternately ignored, scorned, and insulted by Donald Trump, are now celebrating the end of America's long nightmare with congratulatory messages of hope and cooperation to our newly elected and vice president-elect. I think this is worth one more hallelujah. John in Minden. Yeah. You might want to hold off on your hallelujahs for the most corrupt political party, the most corrupt political system in America's history. Because very shortly, John in Minden, you will be finding out that you've put your money on the wrong horse. You've put your faith in the wrong people and policies. Because we're not just talking about a corrupt American politician. We're not just talking about corrupt Democrats. We're talking about corrupt world leaders everywhere. I just want to keep reminding you of that one word, exposure. And it's all coming out. And thanks to Sidney Powell and all of the rest, you are going to be seeing everything very shortly. So Frankie and anybody else who is questioning or worried, it is all coming out. You just have to remember it takes a little bit of time. I got another text here. We're running out of time. Where is the evidence? Where is what's going on? We have all the time we need. Nothing happens unless President Trump succeeds the election, concedes the election. Nothing happens. So as long as he doesn't concede, we got the time. We got the time to get the facts out that the mainstream media won't put out. We've got the time to hand count those votes to show. We've got the time to do the arrests, like the two gentlemen in Los Angeles that were just arrested on felony charges. 8,000 ballots harvested, changed, manipulated. 8,000. Those are just two people. There were a hell of a lot more to corrupt this election. So once again, I go back to September of 2018 and remind you that the executive order to deter and punish foreign meddling in the United States elections is not just for foreign entities. Why do you think all those CEOs were stepping down? because they didn't want their money or their companies confiscated. It's all coming to fruition. You just have to be patient. Sit back, grab some popcorn, and watch the real show. Not the show that the propaganda, the media is putting out there for the left. The real show of what true American patriots pulled off on the corrupt GOP, Democrats, independents, and all the rest who have been conspiring from day one against a duly elected American president. We'll be back right after this. Talk and text lines are open, 884-9910. Bring you the new poll question here coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
Oh, I love that, KKFT. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I hate it with all this COVID stuff and all of this crap, all this lying, manipulative crap that is going on. We've lost all of our fundraisers, all of our concerts, our big events. They're all going virtual. So that's today's poll question. Will you be attending any of these virtual events, i.e. the galas, fundraisers, or concerts this holiday season? Yes, no, other. So vote, because I don't go for the virtual. I think it's a bunch of BS, and it's giving in to the removal of your freedoms. Let's go to the talk and text line and check in with Lynn. Lynn wants to talk about Governor Sisolak. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous because I get to talk to you.
Well, thank you, dear. I'm burning at the edges. I'm a little heated. And I'm wondering when someone is going to stand up and represent the people and the citizenry of Nevada against this usurpation of our election, this adulterated farce that has gone on without safety, security, goodwill, and good intent for the people. I want representation, and I am only one of thousands, I'm sure, that will follow along. Where's our
representation? You're one of millions.
Where are you attorneys out there? Where are you? Are you going to give back? Are you going to give back? That's my question. Love you, Monica. Bye-bye.
Love you too, sweetheart. That is a great question, and you have to understand the attorneys are playing both sides of the fence. They don't want to be on the wrong side. Well, I don't want to turn you away from my show because I want you to be here with me, but the information is coming out right now in a live press conference with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. They're bringing the information. The Kraken has been released. The information is starting to come out. The physical proof is coming out. I told you, just be patient. Because remember, if they've been manipulating the presidential election, they've also been manipulating the House and the Senate, the gubernatorial elections. This all comes down from the heads of the Democrats, the elite, that have been using this Dominion software in the machines. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi keeps getting reelected? Dianne Feinstein. When we keep asking, how do you keep sending these people to Congress and the Senate? We know why. Jason's on the line. Jason wants to talk about Biden. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Hey, Monica.
So what's on your mind about Biden?
Talk to foreign dignitaries on behalf of America when he hasn't been certified as the president.
That means nothing to them. Look at John Kerry going behind everybody's backs and going to Iran and talking to Iran. You know, that these people do not care about the rules and regulations. It's just like Gavin Newsom and just like Sisolak going out and doing their parties. It's do as I say, not as I do. They have special rules for them so they can go out and do whatever they want. And that's not an exaggeration, Jason. That's exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah, I thought, wasn't there a general that got accused of doing the same thing and got derided and had to leave because of that?
No, you're talking about General Flynn, General Michael Flynn. The departments have all come out and said, you know, drop the case against this. Drop the case against him. But the Obama judge will not drop it because he is doing the bidding of the deep state. And so
why
he is still
be able to make the law.
Because he's usurping everything.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
Judge Flynn, the only reason he's keeping this case going by any way possible is to keep General Flynn from being able to talk because he's under a gag order. Sidney Powell, who is his lawyer, it's all coming out. And
yeah, I heard that. I don't want to switch stations to go look at it, listen to it. So I'll listen to it when I get home.
You're the best, Jason. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have a great day. This is the thing. Good things come to those who wait. Good things. You know, these politicians need to remind themselves of the Logan Act. I can't wait now for the arrests. The arrests are going to be so sweet. Let's talk about Governor Sisolak and new restrictions coming right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And we have to stick together and be unified in everything that is going on right now. This is not about a virus that is taking over the world. It's about an election. An election that was rigged. From the beginning. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. My email, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Are you tired of it? I was speaking with a lovely lady last night, and she was telling me about her dad who has COVID in California, in Southern California. And the doctors there were just letting him get sicker and sicker. She could hear it in his voice. She could hear him trying to talk and the congestion and the, you know. But her doctors just let it keep going. She's like, what about the hydroxychloroquine? What about the... So finally, she gets a doctor to prescribe the hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, and the, you know, I think there's a third ingredient that goes with the cocktail. So get this. This is how corrupt the whole system is. Prescriptions sent in to the pharmacy. The pharmacists decided that they would give him everything except for the hydroxychloroquine. I am working with a woman right now who is putting things together about how her mother was deathly ill. She had positive corona, she had, or COVID, she had negative COVID. She had positive COVID, she had negative COVID. And what did they do? They put her in the hospital with people who were sick with it. And deteriorate. She's going to be joining us at some point next week. It is a manipulation, not only of our voting systems, it's a manipulation of the healthcare system. Stupid people out there buying into the media, criticizing Trump, repeating something that he never said. Like John in Minden, shooting up with bleach. This is incredible. The lengths that they will go to steal this election, to put fear not only in your brain, but in your soul, in your heart. Using loved ones against you. Well, you're gonna kill grandma and grandpa. You're gonna kill your parents. Well, from the elderly that I've been talking to, they would rather die than be isolated from their families. I know I would. To be alone in a hospital, not having any contact, life coming to the end, and not having my family with me, holding my hands. Again, this is the greatest crime against humanity that has ever been perpetrated. And too many people are buying into it. Mostly on the left. A few on the right, but hey, I understand it. People are scared. But I spoke with another woman last night. I had my Republican Women's Club meeting. It was incredible. Fantastic as usual. Lots of speakers, or lots of people, won't tell you how many, just in case, you know, operatives are listening. We even had a special agent from the FBI talking to us again about crimes against children. And that plays into all of this as well. It's a dark world out there of people who are trying to just take control of you. So in this other conversation I was having, because no names, she works at Renown, I asked her flat out. I said, hey, what's with the parking garage? What's with the 1,600 beds that only 10 people are occupying? Oh, yeah, we're seeing more cases. I'm like, really? Hardcore COVID. And she kind of looked at me and said, well, just so you know, though, all these diagnosed COVID cases that are being hospitalized, they don't have any hospitalizations or really anything for people with pneumonia or the flu. Yeah. Nobody being diagnosed for the flu or pneumonia that they may have just gotten, because remember, it's still flu season. No. Everything as usual, you know, for this second wave that still isn't even as close to when this first arrived. Look at the numbers. There's no spike. There's more cases because there's more tests being done. Goodness knows, protect those with underlying conditions. Because whether it be the flu, whether it be any type of bacterial infection, if it gets a hold, there's problems. And it makes me wonder now, will they be prescribed what they actually need to get better? Because the hospitals get money for COVID patients. The hospitals get even more money if they can get people on ventilators. Do you see the problem here? Do you understand the problem? The WHO comes out. CDC comes out. Scientists come out. Again, we get back to just like climate change, it's all about the scientists that you want to listen to. The medical experts come out. Lockdowns do not work. Masks do not protect people from getting COVID. And yet all of these things are forced upon you. David sent me an email. I don't know where he's getting the information, but I believe it. And that is that we have another shutdown coming, just like California, just like every other Democrat-controlled area. Shut it down. Why? It's not about COVID. It's about killing the middle class. It is about causing as much pain as possible. Not just physical pain, mental pain as well. Businesses shutting down that we may never get back. Like Louis Basque Corner. We've seen local bars not coming back. It's not right. Businesses, small businesses, being threatened with a little gymnastic business. And we know kids don't get this to the rate that elderly people do. Little gymnastic business, threatened with a $10,000 fine. That's why people adhere to the shutdowns. And that's why we need to protect them. The rallies, they're great. There's going to be another rally, a Recall Sisolak rally Saturday. Saturday at the Capitol. They'll have petitions from every county. If you're in the area, go and sign. Go and stand there with your flag. But you know what's even more important? Is going and surrounding these local businesses so OSHA doesn't get in. I had a very heroic story relayed to me. Firsthand, it was her friend, owns a business, finally got so upset because she physically cannot wear a mask, the owner, told OSHA when they came in, told the agent themselves, you come in here again and I will sue you. Not just OSHA, I will sue you personally. because they do not have the right to do this. More businesses need to do that. You need to put them in their place that this is illegal for them to come in and start fining people for a mandate by the governor that is not backed up by science. Take control. You need help, call for help. We're here for you. We're here for the local businesses. Not the national ones, because they're going to survive all this. They're thriving. I'm talking about the local restaurants, the local bars, the local gyms, the local salons. You know how many of, especially the salons, are single moms? This is the pain that they want. This is what they want to inflict on people so they give in. Because people don't want to be fined. They don't want to have to pay that. You get fined, don't pay it. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. It's all going to come out. You just have to have faith. They come for your business license. You make the call. We'll put the word out. Your business will be surrounded. No one's taking your physical license from your store, whatever it is. This is how we stick together. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot of your texts. I just got 15 in, so we'll be back right after this with more of what you want to say on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Jason, thank you so much for the laugh this morning. That is excellent. Jason just sent me a JPEG of a sign. You've probably seen them. The mask signs when you go up to different businesses and they're all printed up all nice. Well, this person printed up their own for their business. This is in a sign in Fallon. Just beautifully done as well, all in script and scroll. By the order of His Majesty, King Sisalak, all who wish to enter must bear tribute in his name by donning yon royal face diaper. It's got a picture of the little face diaper there with loyal subject on it. Dissenters may be ridiculed or flogged at the whims of His Highness. That is so true. Because just like Newsom, Sisalak goes out without his mask. Been seen in public. We've got pictures of him having Halloween parties with telling people, you don't have to wear your mask here. Well, guess what, Sisalak? People at your party, let us know that you are a two-faced, well, I'll just leave it at that. I have a few other things going on too here. There is an excellent article in The Federalist. Again, I tell you to search your information. TheFederalist.com. In Nevada, a corrupt cash-for-votes scheme hiding in plain sight. This is from yesterday, put together by John Daniel Davidson. In tribal areas, Native American nonprofits illegally offered gift cards, electronics, and other prizes in an effort to get out the vote for Joe Biden. Wow. just wow. They will stop at nothing. They've spent the last 4 years trying to impeach, trying to smear his name, trying to, and they failed at every path. No Russian collusion. The Ukrainian call? Perfectly good. Everything that the left is blaming and saying that President Trump is doing is actually what they're doing. It's smoke and mirrors. And it literally is a mirror. It's time for that mirror to be shattered. The truth is coming out. Starting today, the evidence is coming forward. Be patient. Because the people on the right, the real, the true American patriots, they've got us.